This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Was caught saying he would donate his $174,000 paycheck. We'll see if he ends up doing that or not. In the meantime, more documents, classified types uncovered. But this time, it's not Biden, it's not Trump, it's somebody else. And oh, the people in Houston going through a catastrophic event, a tornado very close to that city. And when you see those tornadoes, you look at one side of the road, you look at the other side, and you can't believe the difference between the two. And there's a new storm that's bringing snow from New Mexico to Maine. So we're going to chat about that. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Wherever you hail from, I hope you're safe and sound, whatever that means these days. But it is tough. I mentioned that the other day about tornadoes. To me, is the scariest because I've lived in a tornado alley, so I understand what that's like. And this time, the damage was pretty catastrophic. You see the familiar sights of turned over cars and shredded lumber and multiple debris, roads blocked, power lines. You get it. You know, you've heard these descriptions. Or maybe you've seen them, or sadly, maybe you've been a victim of having to pick up the pieces after one of those wicked tornadoes. So what happened is you had emergency responders in Houston saying that there was lots of damage and there were stranded motorists because of this tornado that moved through on Tuesday. The place was Pasadena, about 15 miles southeast or so of Houston, and it's catastrophic. You know, people are shocked, and they say the same thing. I've lived here my entire life, and it's probably the worst thing that I've ever seen. The only damage to human life or to animals was just animals. No humans injured that we know of in this event, which is lucky. But there were two dogs that were injured. They were in an animal shelter in that city. One person with minor injuries. That's always good to hear that, if that holds. And then the storm, of course, moved east, and in Beauregard Parish in Louisiana, the officers there had to respond. The sheriff's officers had to respond to tornado damage in that area. And the same thing, the power lines and the poles and all of that. So they're going to have their hands full untangling that, both of those places, over the next couple of days. And then it's about, what's going on with this snow and wicked weather that has moved on and is going to end up moving further east. We, in our last hour, talked to Sharon, a caller who calls in for our Fun Nail the Score thing that we do from Maine, and she said they had 12 inches and they're expecting more. So tens of thousands of homes and businesses across multiple states, including Maine, definitely had a winter storm that dumped more than a foot of snow across areas from some of the places where you're listening to us too, in New York, I know, and especially that Maine-Canada border, the same thing. So that large-scale winter storm going through the southern plains on Monday night and into Tuesday, and it brought that snow with it. So in Oklahoma and New Mexico, depending on where you are in either of those states, you got a little bit of that. You know, it's that weird, it's like I said, you have to be a weather person now. You look at the low pressure system and how it swept in the south, and then it hits that weather hits and it boomerangs around, and you look at those conditions and you see, okay, who's in the hub of this. I go to poweroutage.us all the time now to look at where the power outages are, frankly, because then I can see, okay, this is where it really ended up hitting this little tiny piece here, and there was definitely a threat there, right? So on Wednesday, it just shifts even further east. It's probably going to see a bunch of nasty weather there that will pass through. surprise, 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 we have another politician caught up in classified documents. This time, it's Mike Pence. So the former VP who just, gosh, 5, 6, 7 days ago was on a couple of different shows talking about that everything was fine with classified documents with him because he was asked about it in talking about Biden and talking about Trump and documents. So after about a week after Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel to investigate Biden's handling of classified documents, now you had former VP Mike Pence asking an attorney to review 4 boxes of documents stored in his Indiana home. So didn't touch him, told him to review them, and they discovered about a dozen classified documents in the boxes, so that was turned over to the FBI. And it was... So you know, we're just going to give you the timeline on this document drama. In August, you had, at the end of August, you had the FBI searching the former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida to get classified documents. And it's interesting because Mike Pence, who is thinking of running for president, was asked in Iowa whether he had any classified information with him when he left office, and he did say, not to my knowledge. He didn't say, oh, definitely not. He said, not to my knowledge. Then in November, in an interview with ABC at his house in Indiana, I remember he had a book come out, all that, where the classified documents would eventually be found, he's asked again if he took any classified material. He said, I did not. He said there'd be no reason to have classified documents, particularly if they were in an unprotected area. I'll tell you that I believe there had to be many better ways to resolve that issue than executing a search warrant, he's talking about Trump, at the personal residence of a former president. So then, January 10th, he reiterates the same thing, that he's confident they've gone through, and then, of course, they discover on the 16th, with what happens with Joe Biden, the private office in Washington, and then in Wilmington. Then after that happens, Pence decides to ask his attorney to review 4 boxes of documents at his place in Carmel, Indiana, and sure enough, you know, the documents were in a locked safe pending any other direction and all that. But then the National Archives gets noticed. They must have like a hotline for any former presidents or vice presidents, well, heck, anyone, who needs to call and tell us that they have documents. Their attorney is calling to say we have these documents. So the 4 boxes, this is how they do it, too, just so you know. The 4 boxes... on the 23rd of January, a couple days ago, were driven from Indiana to Washington, D.C. Personally delivering, the lawyer personally delivered the 4 boxes. Like, we're going to be so up, we're going to be so transparent. We are delivering them. We're not flying them. We're not sending them FedEx. We're not doing anything. We are driving them to Washington, D.C. It's just so ridiculous. And oh, by the way, representatives for Clinton, Bush, and Obama are saying, look, they have turned over all their classified documents. So I'm thinking there has to be some sort of a system. Can our government not come up with a system for this? Is it just sloppy handling by anybody who's held higher office? Yeah. Odds and ends, some really good stuff, including the latest from George Santos next.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Oh, the web of lies just unraveling for George Santos, the congressman from New York. If he was my representative, I would not be happy. But I've already just gone on and on about the fact that they should have vetted him. Shame on the Republican Party in Nassau County, because it's on them. They could have done a little bit of legwork checking for, oh, he's a perfect candidate. We like it. There's so many good firsts here to have George Santos. I mean, I'll just run through the latest deal of what we know. Of course, he lied about where he went to school. We know that that wasn't true. He lied about where he worked. There was no Goldman Sachs or any of that. He didn't go to Baruch College. He didn't play volleyball. He wasn't a volleyball star. He lied about owning a bunch of rental properties. He lied about being robbed of rent money. He said he was once mugged on his way to pay his rent in Queens. The NYPD doesn't have any record of that kind of robbery. He lied about being Jewish. He reportedly said during his campaign he was a proud American Jew, but then backtracked and identified as, wait a second, Jew-ish after reports surfaced that that's not true. Then his criminal status in Brazil, he denied committing crimes in Brazil or anywhere else. But hey, prosecutors there moved to reopen years-old fraud case against him. So something's going on. And then lying to donors. And that, to me, that was one of the worst things, because Santos' staff, he paid one of his staff members pretty good chunk of change for to falsify that his staff member was Kevin McCarthy's staff member in order to raise money from wealthy donors. And Santos's lawyer wouldn't answer CNBC's question about whether Santos knew of the deception. They're just like, okay, we're not even going to talk about that. So we know that he didn't get a full scholarship, all that other stuff, and you know all of that. He even said, which is so crazy. It's like, why? It's one thing to tell tall tales, but then to get so in the weeds and go even deeper. So just going back on that Baruch College thing, He said that he had both knees replaced because of his athletic career. And there's no medical evidence of any knees being replaced. And then to me, this, for New Yorkers or for anybody, when you talk about the 9/11 attacks, you don't mess with that. And he said publicly that the 9/11 attacks claimed his mother's life, but she died in 2016, and there's no evidence of any kind of a connection of it. The thing of what could bring him down, and I don't know if it will or not, but campaign finances, because he's denied that he did anything wrong in his fundraising. But federal prosecutors are looking into his campaign finances because there's been claims of fraud and improper donations. So that's where the mountain of nonsense could bring him down. And then there was the one point of talking about, hey, my $175,000 salary, I'm going to donate it. He was saying that a lot, like, hey, like the big man on campus, I have so much money and I'm going to donate this money. And of course, that certainly doesn't look like that's happening whatsoever. So we'll see, because I think it's the campaign fraud that, if there's any fraud that they can figure, because there's some question about $700,000 in campaign loans. So an updated campaign finance report that was filed on Tuesday raises new questions about the source of the six-figure loans. In other filings, with what you have to do this with the Federal Election Commission, the campaign reported that Santos, who is already facing lots of inquiries from federal and local investigators over his financial dealings, lent his own campaign more than $700,000. So there's a little bit of a change there. Originally they said $500,000 of loans came from his personal funds. Now it's $700,000, and that creates that confusion and discrepancies. And let's see if they can unclog that and disseminate what really is going on there. So there you go. In the meantime, a little of this and a little of that, and we talk about odds and ends. It's been once again, we talk about the people, the families remembering the people that were killed in that Monterey Park shooting, which was just craziness, celebrating the Chinese New Year, and you have the dead that included six women and five men that range from late 50s to mid 70s. And it was that shooting on Saturday night at the Lunar New Year's Eve festivities. I mean, that's what they celebrate that. You have a whacked out 72-year-old Hugh Con Tran, who was found dead of a self-inflicted gun wound inside the van that he fled the scene in. And I don't think it's good, but the fact that they're honoring the victims, they're talking about them, that's a healing thing for a community that's just still, I mean, let's face it, they're still reeling. They're in complete shock about that happening. It's, you know, again, it's stunning when someone's the victim of being in the wrong place at the wrong time, where you would never have expected that to happen. And unfortunately, that's what those families are doing. All right. By the way, Oscar nods were released. Do you care about the Oscar nominations? Although I will tell you this, because this came out on the list. I said the best movie I saw last year, one of the best, was the Top Gun movie, Maverick. I mean, because I just liked it. Like the whole thing, they're on the ships, the bad guys, we're going to stop them. And it's the follow-up to the original Top Gun. So Tom Cruise didn't get nominated, but the movie got nominated for Best Picture. So it's you know, in the running for it. Of course, there's so many other pictures that are also there. It's not likely to win, but it's certainly won at the box office. It's no question about it. The movie that is really bringing in the hardware and bringing in the nominations is the movie Everything Everywhere All at Once. And I've talked about seeing that with the Hubs and my nephew, and I had no idea what it was about. And at first I was watching, and I was like, Do you have to be on something to understand? Is everyone coming in here with their medical cannabis? Am I missing something? Because it is, like the title of it, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. You're just moving in two alternate worlds. But good for Michelle Yao, because she got a nod for Best Actress, so she's on the list for that. Another movie I saw that I did like, because I really enjoy anything about Elvis, is Austin Butler, and other nominations for the movie Elvis. But Austin Butler was nominated, and I think that's a good thing, because I think he did a really excellent job in portraying Elvis. That would be a daunting task, I think, to try to tackle that. And he nailed it. He was excellent in that role. So we'll see. It is interesting when you talk about award season. Who cares about that? And you know, I have those moments where I'll go to movies, and then I'll have like a little drought, and I haven't gone to any movies. But I really enjoyed Elvis. I really enjoyed Maverick. And I wasn't surprised that I liked both of those movies, because they looked like they were going to be entertaining and they were going to be really, really well done. And bravo, there's a slew of others that were excellent too, but they certainly make the list, I guess. Let's put it that way. You know, with the football season coming to an end, it's a strange period in sports where you still have basketball and hockey going on, and we have no man cave tonight, and you have this period of time that you're waiting for. If you're a fan of pro sports and all the major sports, you're waiting. You've got Daytona kicks off, so you've got auto racing back in full swing, but you have a sort of a dead zone period. And I think a lot of people catch up on sometimes streaming or movies or whatnot during those weekends. There may be something on the list that you haven't seen. If you haven't seen the Top Gun movie, if you haven't seen Maverick, definitely go and see that. Hey, and if you're out there listening and you drive a Volvo, they've recalled certain ones. I bet you're all driving them for 2023 because of brake issues. Oh, don't want to have a brake issue when you're driving around in your expensive luxury car. That would be a real downer, wouldn't it? Stay with us.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There are reports of damage following a tornado in southeast Texas on Tuesday afternoon. The National Weather Service says the tornado touched down near Pasadena and traveled northeast at about 60 miles per hour. According to the Houston Chronicle, there is damage to several homes and trailers, and some structures appear to have been partially collapsed. At least one person is said to be injured. There are two new claims by New York Congressman George Santos. He previously claimed he was the target of an assassination attempt and that he was mugged in broad daylight in the summer of 2021. However, the NYPD says there's no record of that happening or an attempt on his life. In addition, there's new video of a Brazilian podcast Santos recorded last month where in Portuguese he claims there was an attempt on his life. The nominations for the 2023 Academy Awards are out. Leading the way with 11 nominations is Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. All Quiet on the Western Front has 9 nods. Elvis is in third with 8. I'm Lou Flores, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Just. His book is Image Transformations of the Brain Mind, Experiencing the Emergent Supervening Self. It is so interesting when you think of the mind and what happens in our brains, and this image transformations by our brains are, as he says in his book, the key to understanding dreams and hallucinations and all kinds of other states of consciousness, if you've ever looked at that. And boy, where we are in the world today, this couldn't be more valuable. Glenn, thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
What was your motivation behind writing this? Why did you decide to write this book?
Well, I thought it would be helpful to a lot of people because it explains the kind of experiences that the medical community and psychologists have had difficulty explaining for forever, actually. Once we understand the transfer between the primary and secondary consciousness parts of our brain, we can interpret our dreams, we understand our hallucinations, we understand how people can go into shamanic trance and how they can do automatic writing and a lot of other things. So folks who have had the sense of being possessed by spirits, or they go into psychotic episodes and they don't know what's happening in their brain, it addresses all of those issues. And in that, over a course of really about 30 to 50 years, I learned to control all those different states of consciousness and create imagery on demand that I wanted. I came up with, I thought, of as a unified explanation for all of that. So transformations of the brain mind actually explains all the different phenomena, and it simplifies it so people can really understand what's happening in their own head. And that takes away a lot of the anxiety and the fear and, you know, and the discomfort that, that people do have.
Yeah, I love that, understanding what's going on in your own head, and obviously you have that. So it goes to, how does all the awareness lead to a better mental health, and also self-healing, because we see how many people are struggling. So you think if people really understood that, that would be such a great gift.
Yeah, I was plagued by two really debilitating nightmares when I got out of the service in 1957, and I entered the University of Minnesota, and I was waking up two or three times a night, you know, in a sweat and full of adrenaline, not able to sleep, and was really destroying my university experience and social life. So I learned how to program, or we say now, script my own dreams. So I substituted pleasant, exotic kind of dreams for my nightmares, and I kept doing that for 20 years. But what it did was stabilize my emotions and my social life, let me lead a normal day-to-day life. But what I didn't understand at the time is that it was controlling my brain chemistry, the neuromodulators that automatically happen, which means that the brain goes into self-healing, so that when I stopped those controls and scripting my own dreams after 20 years, you know, I had a healthy brain that I could then use to finally understand all the stuff that was happening. So anyway, the book shares that with people, and it's the fourth book in the series that I started with my autobiography that explains the gradual progression that I went through to discover all these different things.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about in the book that all of us, and so for people listening to this who, you know, talk about dreams or they sort of remember something, you talk about the fact that each of us has like 25 to 50 dreams a night. But if we're sort of typical, we do only remember a handful in a week or month. But paying attention to the dreams opens what you're talking about, the door, the window, whatever you want to call it, to self-awareness, right?
Right. The brain is set up so that it has various functions that it performs. It wants to integrate into memory what's happened in the previous day and days, and it wants to rebalance your emotions. But one of the other little things that happens in the dream cycle is that your brain gets washed with cerebral spinal fluid, and it takes all of the all of the metabolic byproducts and flushes them out, so you remain healthy. And if you're not sleeping and going through those normal 90-minute dream cycles, your brain sort of gets plugged up with a bunch of junk. And if it goes to an extreme, you wind up with things like dementia and Alzheimer's. So sleep and dreaming is really a very important part of your 24-hour daily cycle. And to be able to control that means that you are improving your health from an emotional point of view, from a brain health point of view, from a social point of view, in terms of stabilizing your life. So it's really important that people understand this and they're able to control what's happening to them.
Yeah, and again, we're talking about Image Transformations of the Brain Mind, this book, which, of course, you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, I hope they take away the idea that you don't have to suffer nightmares and hallucinations and fear from things like a sleep paralysis indefinitely, because these are all very simple things that you can lose control once you understand what's happening to your brain. But the really, really, I think, hopeful part of it is that a German philosopher and researcher by the name of Metzinger said, and I'm going to quote him, he says, "The fact that we can actively design the structure of our conscious minds has been neglected and will become increasingly obvious through the development of rational neuroanthropology," he calls it. It's psychoneurology, combining psychologically what's happening with your brain with the neurology or the actual physical processes of the brain. When we realize that we can control process, we can learn how to do that, and that it fundamentally gives us a road to health if we are not healthy, and it gives us a road to better health if we are. Once we can control that imagery, think of taking away the negative imagery and the emotion that you have that disrupts your life, and stabilizing that. This is what the people who are long term meditators attempt to do, and you can do that using the procedures and the self hypnosis that that I've developed and I talk about in this book and my other books. You don't have to suffer. You can actually change your life.
Wow, so that has to be pretty empowering, and what a thing for you to put out there. Does that feel good after what you went through and the challenges and then realizing and discovering what could happen?
Yeah, I went from sort of being a fruitcake, if I can use that expression, to being a healthy person who went on, got his doctorate degree. You know, I spent half my lifetime teaching at the university, and the other time pretty much working with people who have behavioral problems and disorders, setting up treatment programs for them and working directly in human services. A psychiatrist who is now deceased as of last year by the name of Alan Hobson wrote a book called Ego Damage and Repair. And in that, he has a 35-page section that he analyzes my self-therapy and promotes the use of self-hypnosis and self-therapy, which were forbidden throughout most of the 20th century by Freudian psychiatrists. But it's something that I employed. It worked very well, and it fits into where neuroscience and psychology has come over the past century.
Wow, so when people get the book, that's something you've got in it, that self-hypnosis, the ways that they can work the system, so to speak.
Right, and it's a pretty simple thing. When I was in high school, I bought a book on hypnosis for 25 cents on a library sale. And so I used that to hypnotize my high school friends. So I was familiar with hypnosis. And when I was having all that trouble as a freshman at the University of Minnesota, I thought, well, gee, I'll just teach myself to do that. And it's really quite a simple procedure. You can look up self-hypnosis, you can follow those routines, and you can do that yourself. Or if you have difficulty, you can go to a hypnotist and say, you know, teach me how I can use self-hypnosis. But I go through all those different steps and learning processes in my autobiography, which is autobiography of a ghost. You don't have to feel helpless. It's something that any normal person can learn if they are motivated to do so.
Wow, so good stuff, Glenn Just. Thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Manifested in the head, developing the wound, born out of a moon belly, first day of doom, crying out like you wanna be put back in there. Maybe later in the incubator for more care. Alone, get to your home and you crib sit. From behind bars and you ain't even lived yet. Going through the playpen, when will the state end? Parents can't make rent, money from the safe spit.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So this time around on Author's Corner, we're going to talk to Doug Pryor, and he's got a book called Brainwashed, Creationism, Have You Been Brainwashed, or Has Your Brain Been Washed Nice and Clean? But before we dive into that, it's so interesting because, you know, one of my great affiliates is in Tucson, Arizona, KVOI, and we have so many listeners there and people that say how much they love Tucson. But like me, he is originally from New Jersey, and he's had such an interesting background with his education and how he arrived there. So, Doug, first of all, thanks for coming on.
You're certainly welcome.
How did you get to Arizona? What happened that prompted you to leave New Jersey and end up where you are now?
Well, when I was going to undergraduate, I went to Rutgers in Newark, which is about 7 miles from where I lived, and I usually commuted by bus, sometimes by bicycle, which would be nuts to do now. But in the wintertime when I commuted by bus, oftentimes it would be snowing and cold, and that was perfectly fine. But if it was raining and cold, it might be 30, 35 degrees out, and standing in the cold with your books and stuff was just a miserable experience, and that happened frequently. And I thought, this is nuts. I'm going to go someplace when I'm done here where the weather is better. And I applied to 3 graduate schools in the Southwest, and eventually I decided to go to Albuquerque, University of New Mexico, and I loved it there. And I was there for 5 years, and when I completed my doctorate there, I had the opportunity to do a postdoc at the U of A, and I interviewed and took that job, and pretty much remained in Albuquerque since then, except for a three-year teaching opportunity with the Peace Corps in the Fiji Islands.
Wow. And now you're teaching chemistry part-time at a community college in Tucson.
Yes, yes. And I love it. I love it partly because I like what I'm teaching, and also because a lot of the students that I get are from other countries. I've had, over the 10 years that I've been teaching, probably at least maybe a dozen different countries just from Africa itself.
Wow, how interesting is that?
It's a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, and then of course you know this is your second book, and you really tackled such a big subject, which is the push-pull that we see in the country. Lots of arguments over evolution, creationism, and I loved your approach to this. So explain why you wrote the book.
Well, basically, I wrote the book because a few years ago, I don't remember how, but I reconnected with the person who was my best friend in elementary school. He lived down the street from me, and I used to go to his house a lot, and he used to come up to my house a lot. And he wound up, he's in California now, he wound up going to law school, and we argued back and forth for more than a year or so about this kind of topic. And even though he has a background in law school, I don't know what kind of classes he ever took in science, but he purported to know a whole lot more about the subject than I did, and I have a doctorate in science. It's real unusual like that. In fact, the person who's my best friend now, and we also grew up on the same street in Clifton, New Jersey, he went to college in Massachusetts and wound up being a sports journalist. And he also believes that he knows a lot more about the subject than I do. And that's often the way it is. People learn something somewhere along the line, probably in college, and they're just committed to what they've learned, thinking that I can't possibly have been taught something that's incorrect. And I address that topic, among other things, in my book.
Yeah, so let's talk about your book and dive into it. How did you set it up, and how do you talk about, you know, go deeper into what you know, what you've learned, and what you want to share with people?
Okay. I grew up, like a lot of people, playing with plastic dinosaurs and having a lot of fun doing that, and just accepting what I was told, that dinosaurs lived millions of years ago, and that's what the majority of people are told their entire life. And if somebody comes along and tells them anything different, they're taught that that person doesn't know science, or, you know, they're kind of flaky. And I took a different approach. I'm Christian, and I wanted to approach it from the angle of, what does God have to say about the idea of somebody believing in evolution or creation, as is taught in the Bible? And I did it taking a point of view of looking at lots of scriptures, or several scriptures from the Bible that detail God's attitude about something like that, because God certainly has an attitude about anything that we think about.
And when you talk about the scripture, do you have a particularly, and this is a hard question, but favorite scripture that really kind of nails the point? I know you have several.
Probably the scripture that talks about the point more than anything, and I'll quote it, is 2 Timothy 3:16. It says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." And perhaps one of the key words in that I focus on is the word all. All scripture is profitable. And that includes the first 11 chapters of Genesis, which deals with creation, which is a real problem for a lot of people, especially people who have been taught maybe in high school or college, even a Bible college, from a liberal point of view that goes counter to what the Bible clearly talks about, because it's real perspicuous about those ideas.
What's so interesting, too, and you said this in the beginning, which is why I'm so glad we talked about your background for everybody listening. And again, we're speaking with Doug Pryor. His book, you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Brainwashed, Creationism, Have You Been Brainwashed, or Was Your Brain, or Has Your Brain Been Washed Nice and Clean, is that you really mentioned you have a doctorate science-wise. You're talking about somebody who has a science background, and the two can coexist is what you believe, right?
Absolutely. I don't go into any proofs about creationism in this book, except just one thing that I enjoy a lot. But I have more than 200 books about that topic in my own personal library at home. I wanted to look at the idea from, again, the attitude, the idea of what does God have to say about this topic from the Bible.
What was it like for you to write the book?
It was kind of fun. I had been prompted to do it because of the friend that I grew up with that I mentioned from elementary school. He, as we were conversing back and forth for more than a year, he just told me I was brainwashed in what I believed. And that kind of stuck with me because anybody can accuse another person of being brainwashed if their ideas are counter to what that person believes. And so I looked into it. I give a definition from the dictionary about what brainwashed is, and I give my own, I cite my own example of having once been brainwashed from a different religious viewpoint that was based in Hinduism, and I go into that in detail.
Yes, so you know what that's like. Well, you know, people are listening to us. If they read the book, what do you hope they take away from reading your book?
That if somebody wants to honor God, and everybody knows that God is real, whether they deny it or not, if a person wants to honor God, then they'll do what God asks them to do, to just accept the clarity of his word and not rely on somebody, necessarily a scientist, saying, well, you need my understanding in order to understand what the Bible really talks about. That's not necessary. The Bible, God's real clear about what he lays out in the early chapters of Genesis. So if a person wants to obey and honor God, then just accept his word at face value.
Yeah, so as you say, you can debate other parts of the Bible, but people are listening, if you go back and you look at Genesis, that's a real big basis for your book.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. It's so interesting, too, the title. I love the title, I have to tell you, and I love your approach to talking with people, that you're very mild-mannered, and you let somebody maybe get a little crazy, and you say, okay, and you point them in the direction of this is what the deal is. And I think this is your book, and it's very, it's how you talk. It's plain-spoken, which is a compliment to you. Doug Pryor, the best of luck, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.